This is Fresh Air. When the Beatles first came to the United States, many of us wondered about all the other great bands in Liverpool we were missing out on. Fresh Air's rock historian Ed Ward says, "Don't worry, we didn't miss that much," and he's got proof.
That at this late date, the Beatles' early records don't sound like too much to people hearing them for the first time. They sound thin and crude, and the horrible racket people complain so much about is practically soothing next to what today's kids listen to. But in order to see why the Beatles were so revolutionary when they first hit, we have to take a closer look at Liverpool in 1962. Ever since Britain had started manufacturing its own rock and roll, or what passed for it, it had been made in London. The high unemployment in Liverpool, on the other hand, had people hustling, and one hustle they tried was music. The Liverpool scene had actually been going on since the late 50s, not only with musicians, but painters, actors, writers, poets, and comedians. Much as London wanted to ignore it, it couldn't. Bill Harry edited the Mersey Beat newspaper that chronicled the whole thing. One day he took a count and discovered 350 working bands in Liverpool, including 40 country groups. Before the Mersey sound hit, British rock and roll had been a parade of faceless, cute young boys with silly names like Johnny Gentle and Billy Fury. America hated them, even the one who stood apart from the pack, Cliff Richard. Cliff was touted as the British Elvis, but he was sadly closer to the British Pat Boone, and hip English kids knew that too. His band, The Shadows, was something else, though. It was their instrumentation, guitars, bass, drums, that the Liverpool groups used to play American rhythm and blues songs they learned off of records the local sailors brought home. The Shadows and R&B, that was the formula, more or less. One day, a London talent scout dared to make the train trip north, and he returned, having signed Howie Casey and the Seniors. Casey's version of the Huey Piano Smith song, I Ain't Mad at You, was a valiant effort, especially considering how bad British rock and roll had been up till then. And it focused attention on Liverpool as Britain's pop mecca. Casey's star faded as better groups like The Searchers, The Big Three, King Size Taylor and the Dominoes, and Farron's Flamingos came to the fore. But Paul McCartney remembered, and you can hear Howie Casey playing sax on Wings' Band on the Run album. Another pioneering Liverpool beat group was Rory Storm and the Hurricanes. Today, they're remembered mostly for giving the Beatles their drummer, Ringo Starr. And on the basis of what I've heard, that's sufficient. Check out this early recording and notice the drumming. It's bad enough to be very early Ringo.
Well, I can tell by the way that you look at me. I can tell, pretty baby, it's so plain to see. Ah, the way you smile and hold my hand. Why, yes, pretty baby, I can understand. I can tell, I can tell.
Now, you might think I'm just playing the worst Merseybeat records I could find, but actually, most of the early stuff sounds like this. As crude as they were, the first Beatle recordings were far more spirited, far more technically accomplished, and much closer to the rock and roll feeling the British were used to getting from us. No wonder that in Liverpool, London, and even in America, teenagers agreed that they'd never dance to another once they'd seen them standing there.
Rock historian Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle and is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.